Jack Farrell is with us. Jack, we are worried about you. Are you okay?
I'm just fine. I have had a telephone problem, which I finally got corrected, and I apologize for missing chatting with you.
Well, we're going to do some of it here, and we'll pick up more next week. What do you say to that? We'll start earlier next week.
Well, that's a good idea. We could sure do that. You know, I was going to basically talk about Easter wines, and, you know, Easter wines are just so easy. If you're having ham, there's nothing better with ham than a Riesling from Germany. They're overlooked all the time, but with that smoky saltiness that's in a ham, you really do enjoy that wonderful flavor of Riesling grapes. If you want a red wine, a light Pinot Noir isn't bad. And then there's that old favorite with turkey, Vouvray. It also goes pretty well with ham. And, of course, today, another wine that goes beautifully with ham that we couldn't talk about for many, many years because it wasn't so popular is rosé. And, of course, today rosés are about as popular and as hot as any wine out there is. It's absolutely incredible what's happened with rosé wines, how they've just burst out. And they've always been there, and they've always been great values, etc. And there are those of us who've always liked them, never stopped liking them, but they just weren't available all the time. And it is so interesting to me how often people will have a glass of rosé now. And it's wonderful. There's rosés for every single palate. If you like a softer wine, there's a rosé for you. If you like a bone dry one, there's a rosé for you. If you like one of those fruit bombs, there's a rosé for you. So rosé goes very well with ham. If you're having lamb, the best thing in the world from an economic standpoint is a Côte de Rhône. That's from the Rhône Valley in France. It's an appellation that generally is pretty solid. That is reliable. You can get a Côte de Rhône, usually pretty good, for under $10. And if you spend over $10, you really get a really good Côte de Rhône. And, of course, nothing is better with lamb than a Bordeaux. That's a Cabernet-based wine from France. Principally Cabernet, however, if we talk about the left bank, that is Sauternes and Pomerol, there the principal grape type is Merlot. But that is a terrific wine to have with lamb, as is Cabernet from California. Our friend Rick Foreman's son, Tobias, makes a wonderful Tobias Cabernet that is absolutely outstanding and worth trying. Another one that we forget about is Malbec from Argentina. The Argentine wines are just sensational, and Malbec is a wonderful wine, and again, it's fairly reliable, it's not expensive, and it would go just terrifically with your lamb dish. There's one called Agueri Bay from Argentina that's awfully good, or Fletches Los Andes, which is a little step up and really an exceptional wine. The Joy of the Andes, really good. And in that Côte de Rhône, Chateau Cambrias, old friends of ours, great Chateau Neuf de Pape property, but the Cambrias also make a Côte de Rhône that's wonderful to have with your lamb dinner. Well, there's just a few. If you're not having a traditional meal of something else, pasta, for example, pretty hard to beat pasta in Chianti, and there's some really good ones out there. Villa Cafaggio comes to mind, etc. If you're having seafood, try a Chablis. A Petit Chablis is the lesser appellation of Chablis, and those are usually under $20. And they're good. They're nice high acid with a good crispy flintness to them. So if you're having any kind of seafood, try a Petit Chablis with it. If you're doing something simple like grilling burgers, a simple wine, like a little Amicone from Italy or a Zinfandel from California, or, again, a Côte de Rhône would be very nice with that. But anyhow, there in a nutshell, sorry to be late.
No, I'll tell you.
It's a brief capsulization of what to have with your Easter feast, whether it be lamb, ham, or something less traditional.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jack, I know folks who are out and about today and maybe are going to be want to bring a host a gift of wine or wines, or they're pairing with whatever food. They can go into any one of the Haskell locations. They'd be glad to help them out.
Indeed, and Haskell's fabulous spring sale is going on right now. What a great opportunity to save on whatever your favorite wine is going to be with your Easter feast. Just stop in and tell them what you're fixing, how you're going to fix it, and they'll give you a wine that'll pair beautifully with that, and best of all, they're going to help you find a wine that will not break the bank. They'll bring in a wine to you that you will be pleased with, and it won't be very expensive. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big, big dollars on wine. Haskell's in Bloomington. There's a Haskell's in Chanhassen. In downtown Excelsior, you'll find a Haskell's, as you will in Faribault, right off at 35. Our super cellar up in Maple Grove is not to be missed. They have lots of wines to sample up there. In downtown Minneapolis, free parking on Saturdays, so come on downtown. Haskell's at Ridgedale, in Plymouth, in St. Paul's Highland Village. There's a Haskell's in Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com or go to WCCO.com/wine, and it'll take you right to the Haskell's website where you can peruse our spring catalog and shop at the leisure of your own home.
Excellent. Well, Jack, we hope you and your family and all the Haskell's folks have a very happy Easter.
And the very, very same to you, Denny, and to all our wonderful WCCO listeners. And I promise I'll make it up next week and have a phone that works.
And we just call a little earlier. We'll do some bonus for our listeners. What do you
okay,
say?
Okay, great.
All right. Thank you, Jack. Jack Farrell back next week. I want to remind our listeners, too, that if you miss hearing the Wine Chat, anyone, you should go to what we call the Haskell's Online Wine Cave. Then you can listen to past podcasts of these Wine Chats. Simply go to WCCO.com/wine and them all there. Here's that forecast for this holiday weekend. Rain and thunder today. Probably afternoon thunderstorms as well. We're going to be up around 68 degrees or so for a daytime high. Clearing overnight tonight, sometime after midnight, we'll hit the lows of about 47 degrees or so. For Easter Sunday tomorrow, there'll be a mix of sunshine and clouds, but it will be a bit of a windy day tomorrow. Highs tomorrow not as warm as today, but still nice, 63 or so, 61 come Monday. Right now, thunderstorms, light rain. CCU temperature reading is 61.